All righty, time to head off to Mount Alexander Shire now and catch up with their CEO, Darren Fuzzard, as we do every Tuesday morning. Darren, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve. Great, morning. Thank you.
Good, good. Now the Castlemaine State Festival, she's underway.
Well and truly, Robbo, yeah. Kicked off on Friday evening, goes through until Sunday the 4th of April, of course, and congratulations again to Glenn and his team on a great start to the festival, and a big thank you as well, Robbo, to all of our staff who've been working behind the scenes to get everything looking so fantastic around the towns for the thousands of visitors that we're expecting over the next couple of weeks. We've also been helping out some of the local hospitality businesses, Robbo, to cater for extra diners with the construction of parklets and outdoor dining precincts in and around the festival site. So just a message for people who might be thinking of coming, if the weather's good, there should be plenty of eating options for visitors when they get here.
Yeah, maybe bevvies as well.
There could be a couple of those, Robbo. I know you've got a couple of favourite spots to go to.
Yeah, looking forward. Actually, got me tickets for Thursday night. Josh Teske and Ash Grunwald, looking forward to that.
Oh, you've done well to get those tickets. I think they were pretty hot tickets, weren't they?
Yeah.
Done well.
Neighbours Day this Sunday. Is that part of the festival or is that something different?
No, separate, Steve. It's Neighbours Day is actually a national event that it's been set up to encourage people to really make new connections with their neighbours that they might have and don't know so well, or even to get back to saying hello to some existing neighbours that they haven't seen for a while. It's a separate event and a national one, and one that we thought was particularly worth promoting and supporting given the year that we've had last year, and maybe there's a chance to reconnect with some people we haven't seen in a while. So we're encouraging people to get involved in Neighbour Day, which of course is on this Sunday. And one of the ways we're going to do that is to get people to tell us a bit of a story about a time that their neighbour has been a great help and to them. And if they do that, get their entry in, they could win a local hamper, which is valued at $100. And we have got details of that competition on our website. But also we're providing share a cuppa packs, which have got tea bags and recipes and seeds and printed resources in there on having healthy relationships. So you can get those packs from several of the local businesses and community information hubs of ours, like the Civic Centre, the library, the neighbourhood houses, and quite a few other places around town. So keep an eye out for those. We've also got the community lunches in Malden and Castlemaine. We'll be offering a 2-for-1 lunch deal to encourage people to share a lunch with a neighbour as well. So there's a few ways that you can get involved in that one, and all of the details about Neighbour Day activities in our shire are on our website, of course, under the CASI section, CASI.
Busy time for lots of people going on. There are lots of places too. And you're mentioning eating out again. Those cafes are going to be very happy in Castlemaine, aren't they?
Yeah, they always do a great job, and it's just a few more options, Steve, for people to be able to expand their businesses and try and make a bit more of a comeback from the COVID impact. And certainly I know people love sitting around out here and enjoying a drink, as you say, Robbo, and something good to eat. So yeah, there's more options than ever.
And finally, don't miss your chance to have your say on a couple of important things that council have underway at the moment.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about these before, but they're really important, and we did just want to remind people about the opportunity because time's running out on the consultation process. First of all, Frederick Street and Mechanics Lane, which is right in central Castlemaine. We've got some plans on display there for the work that we'd like to do on those streets. They include a bit of detail about how we'd like to share the streets better for safer access for vehicles and pedestrians and cyclists, as well as how we'd like to improve the amenity of that area with landscaping treatments, street furniture and lighting, and at the same time how we're trying to do that without taking away from the really important historical characteristics of Castlemaine. So if you're interested in that project, please have a look at the design plans very soon. They're on our website, and let us know your thoughts on it because consultation on that one closes very soon. And the other one that we've been looking for feedback on, Robbo, was Expedition Pass Reservoir, which is the res to the locals, about how we can improve the car parking there. We've got a 5-minute survey on that one. Again, you can get to via our website, and that's really going to help us. We've had some really good responses already. We'd like to get more, but that's really going to help us make sure that ourselves and Parks Victoria can work together to get a really good solution on how to manage the parking out there at that very popular swimming hole.
Yeah, okay. Darren, have a great week. Enjoy the festival and look forward to chatting next week.
Will do. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.
All the best. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexandershire joining us on the Wake Up Call.